Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Gurion Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday. It's the 16th day of June, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in that *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 81 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 53 with mostly sunny. But it's going to cool down. It's going to get down to a 42 high by Sunday. We got a cold snap coming through here right at the beginning of summer, naturally. Anyways, let's take a look and see what the latest outrages are. All right. Well, of course, Biden's right up on top. You know, you look at this picture of this nasty bastard, that dirty fucking pedophilic piece of shit and his pedophilic fucking daddy sitting together. You think you're a tough guy, you fucking crankhead? I bust your fucking nose. Cram that cigarette down your fucking throat. Oh, House GOP wants to know where $10 million on Joe Biden's 2017 tax return came from. FBI sources says Burisma executive was coerced into paying the amount in bribes to family by Hannah Nightingale. All right, Hannah, what you got to say? Because this is what we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about the little fucking girls that this sick son of a bitch was fucking pedophiling, or the fucking coke, or none of that shit. We ain't going to talk about. We're going to see if we can stick to these goddamn, because they call this a scandal. And this ain't crime. This is a scandal. When the fucking filthy rich of the 1% commit a gracious crime, it's a scandal. And they never go to fucking jail. They never go up against the fucking wall where they belong, but because it's just a scandal. The House GOP is learning in a hard on Joe Biden leaning. Oh, I'm sorry. That's why it didn't make sense. The House GOP is leaning in hard on Joe Biden and his financial records, demanding to know the source of more than $10 million in earnings listed on his 2017 tax returns, only 1 year after he left the vice presidency. Meanwhile, the CEO of Burisma claimed per a paid FBI informant that he was coerced into giving the family $10 million in bribes, and that it would take a decade before anyone sorted out what they were doing. You think if this was you, it would take a fucking decade? I don't. House Republicans are calling for Biden to disclose the source of the $10 million. We already know where the $10 million comes from. We read it in two stories yesterday. We know where it came from. House Republicans are calling for Biden to disclose the source of the $10 million in revenue, with Representative Nancy Mace telling Breitbart, "The president seems to find selling out our country funny. We don't." Selling out the country, yeah, that's fucking pretty fucking bad. But fucking little six-year-old girls and goddamn dressed up like prostitutes and cocaine is fucking worse. Pedophilia is worse. It's about the worst goddamn thing I can think of. If he's serious about proving our allegations wrong, he should release his and his family's unredacted bank records and show the American people where all the, this money is coming from. The FBI can't protect him forever. And every, it's come to be that, you know, as soon as one of these son of a bitches is named fucking corporate monarch for the United States of America, the fucking investigations into their fucking their past crimes, I guess it's to prove their resume, to prove that they're worthy to be the corporate monarch of the fucking United States of Khazaria. Just weeks before 2020 election, U.S. Today released a fact check stating that Biden's around $16 million jump in total income between 2016 and 2017 was from speaking and book deals. Oh, that's a Clinton. The Clintons gave you that one, didn't they? With more than $10 million coming from Biden's. What the fuck are you going to speak about? The son of a bitch can't put a sentence together. With more than $10 million coming from Biden's memoir, Promise Me, Dad, and $3 million coming from Jill Biden's book, Where the Light Enters. Oh, mercy. The Federalist noted in 2022 that a source link provided with the $10 million figure leads to Biden's campaign website, which financial disclosure links leading only to their individual returns, not to supportation returns. Okay. Senator Ron Johnson, who co-authored the 2020 Senate report on the Bidens, told Breitbart that Biden should openly disclose the source of the revenue, stating Biden should disclose and every member of the press ought to hound him until he does. Man, what would happen to you if you fucking refused to disclose your fucking goddamn financial records to the unlawful, draconian IRS that can't exist, that never had the fucking authorization of the people to exist, that could never touch the fucking individual free sovereign national. Oh boy, Representative Ellie Crane told the outlet that in light of the bribery allegations, Biden should reveal the source of the money. Well, they're arguing about this. Your ass would be fucking slammed in a fucking jail cell and they just fucking take what they wanted. You know it, man. I mean, you talk about fucking, oh, he'll claim his sovereignty. You better watch out. The fact that there are credible claims, claims signaling that a foreign national bribed the president of the United States, he ain't the president of the United States, he's the corporate monarch underneath the United States corporation. He has nothing to do with the fucking people, except for the being a fucking, the head of a fucking occupying force that is fucking milking our country dry and trying to destroy it. With cash in exchange for influence over U.S. policy decisions is appalling. It's unlawful. I mean, this whole goddamn operation, the whole fact that this, what they're calling a federal government exists is a crime. You got to keep that in mind. It was created in violation of the fucking law, in particular the 9th and 10th articles. They could never have this shit. And the people didn't stop it. That's why it's here. That's why we're living this fucking shithole life we're living. The American people deserve to know the American people deserve to get off their dead fucking asses and go take it back. Who paid the Bidens and what exactly they were paid for, he said. Now that we know there are recordings of conversations, Joe Biden and his degenerate son, he hit that one on the head, son had with a Burmese executive, it's becoming more and more obvious how the indictment of President Trump is meant to be a distraction. Oh, you guys are funny. Crane added, it would shock no one in this town if Joe Biden received millions of dollars from selling out the country in a bribery scheme and then hid that money in a shady shell companies. Trumpy, you know, the king of the Jews, he didn't do any of this shit handing the country over to the fucking Jews, did he? I think we're paying a $30 billion fucking tax directly to fucking Israel now, aren't we? I mean, you ain't heard no talk about them kike son of a bitches of late, have you? That's because they're doing dirty deeds behind the scenes. An executive with Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company on whose board Hunter Biden sat, taking a monthly fee of $83,000, has claimed to have 17 recordings of conversations between himself and Hunter. He has said he held these as an insurance policy. Now, we see this every day in the article on the Biden. You know, it's just like the laptop. It was the fucking centerpiece. It's the distraction. It's a distraction away from this fucking pedophile and what he did with those little girls. No two ways about it. And that's going back up on the top all fucking weekend when I'm putting it back on the top. This was revealed per an FBI paid informant. Questions about the source of the $10 million figure come as individuals familiar with the investigation into the FBI's handling of the FD-1023 form revealed that the Bidens allegedly coerced a foreign national to pay them that figure, according to the Federalist. The Federalist said that the FD-1023 was revealed, form revealed the confidential human source said that the Bidens coerced Burisma founder Mykola Zolvinsky into paying the bribes. Yeah, I bet they did. Yeah, either that or we're going to let the investigator keep investing. You're going to jail. Get out of jail cards, what they bought, I think. In an FD-1023 form, Joe, from June 30th, 2020, the source summarized an earlier meeting with Zolchevinsky. Stating that within the 2015-2016 timeframe, after Trump had won the presidency, the source asked Zolchevinsky if he was upset that Trump had won, to which the Burisma owner allegedly said he was dismayed. Zolchevinsky, all these fucking American names, because we have our own sovereign country and we mind our own goddamn business. Zolchevinsky allegedly feared an investigation being launched that would reveal payments made to the Biden family, including $5 million to Hunter Biden, who sat on the campaign on the company's board, and $5 million to another member of the family. What's that out of five? I see my other finger says six, seven, eight. That's $10 million. Interesting number. The source said the Burisma owner claimed the Bidens had coerced him into paying the bribes. No, they didn't coerce him. I mean, they just told him that we're going to let this investigator put you in prison if you don't give us the fucking money. That's not coercion. Just like, oh, I'll take your job if you don't take that fucking COVID death shot. That's not coercion. No. Biden's coerced him to paying the bribes. The CHS responded that he had hoped Zolchevinsky had taken precautions to protect himself. Zolchevinsky then allegedly detailed the steps he had taken to avoid detection, stressing that he had never paid the big guy, in quotation marks, directly, and that it would take some 10 years to unravel the various money trails. The Federalist reported, bullshit, if it was you or me, it'd take them 10 days, and you'd spend them 10 days in fucking in a dungeon that you would never get out of, because they would, fuck, get real, fucking 10 years, my ass, everything with them. Well, we'll release what the fact truth about who shot Kennedy in 20 years later. We can't. Now we better not do that. We're being bigger pricks now than we were then. We're bigger fucking Murder Incorporated than we were then. This is the corporate mafia, and this is Murder Incorporated. It was at this point that Zolchevinsky mentioned the 17 audio recordings he had made of the conversations with Hunter and Joe Biden, which he said were made as an insurance policy. The demand to know the source of these funds comes as the House Committee on Oversight, what a fucking joke, and Accountability has subpoenaed Hunter Biden's business associate, Devin Archer, who will appear before the committee on Friday and say, I take the fifth. The committee, you know, they can't take the fucking fifth, by the way, because they're not in the right jurisdiction to take the fucking fifth. The committee is investigating foreign nationals' attempts to get target and coerce high-ranking U.S. officials' family members by providing money or other benefits in exchange for certain actions. The letter from Chairman James Comer reads, the committee is considering legislative solutions to this problem. This ain't already against the law. What am I saying about? I mean, against your corporate policy, excuse me, you Roman civil son of a bitch. The committee has identified Mr. Archer as possessing information relevant to the investigation and seeks your client's testimony regarding these and other related topics. Both informations that the committee has reviewed and public reporting indicates that Mr. Archer played a significant role in the Biden family's business dealings abroad, including but not limited to China, Russia, and Ukraine. Additionally, while undertaking these ventures with the Biden family, Mr. Archer met with then Vice President Biden on multiple occasions, including in the White House. This is what mafias do, isn't it? This is what criminal cartels do, but of course. I mean, why is that a surprise? Why is any of that a fucking surprise? Should we wet my whistle here? That was a long-winded one. UN Secretary General proposes Global Digital Compact to push laws against online hate by Brian Jung, Irish, I think. All right, let's see what this fellow has to say. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. See, fucking everybody that's fucking in power, that is claiming power over the American nationals who are the sovereigns of this fucking country, has a name you can't even fucking pronounce. You know what? Fuck you, Antonio Guterres, you can eat shit. Proposed a global digital compact to push sweeping international laws against hate, lies, and online. And I'm going to continue reading here, but I'm going to tell you, hey, you know what, motherfucker? I hate you. I hate your fucking guts. I spit in your fucking face, you foreign son of a bitch. The proliferation of hate and lies in the digital space is causing grave global harm. This clear and present global threat. Yeah, it's getting to be pretty fucking threatening. People's figured it out and they're talking about fucking cutting your asses down, you motherfuckers. Yeah, we hate your fucking guts. We're at war with you. You got to hate your fucking enemy. And we do hate you, you motherfucking enemy. Threat demands a clear and coordinated global action. Bring it fucking on, motherfucker. We don't have a moment to lose. No, you don't. He wrote in a tweet announcing the compact. I just announced it. It's more of this United Nations bullshit. Fucking just like that phony ass federal fucking government for the United States of the fucking goddamn Khazaria was fucking formulated. They just fucking made it up as they went along without any goddamn jurisdictional authority or fucking consent from the fucking people. The UN policy brief, which was released on June 12th, called for handing control of the internet to international bodies as part of the UN's 2030 agenda. I thought we already handed ours to fucking China, didn't we? I do recall that. Guterres also referred to another UN brief, Information and Integrity on Digital Platforms, which he said will be used as a guide to coordinate global efforts against hate. I hate you. The IIDP warned about what he calls the darker side of the digital ecosystem, which could enable the rapid spread of lies and hate, causing real harm to on the global scale. You fucking right, because what's coming out is the goddamn truth. And the truth is, we do fucking hate you. If you knew how much we hate you, you'd shit your fucking pants. Gutters, that's what I'm going to call him, Gutters, said the internet is being misused to deny science and spread disinformation and hate to billions of people in a veiled reference to vaccine skeptics and growing populist movements. What you just did is what you, and this is the Jew shit thing, man, accusing somebody else of what you're fucking doing. Fuck you. We hate you. Motherfuckers, you've killed our goddamn loved ones. You're trying to kill us. You're trying to dispossess us of our fucking rights, of our fucking law, of our fucking authority over this country, and you will not do it. Our second article will deal with your fucking asses. The proliferation of hate and lies in the digital space is causing grave global harm. This clear and present global threat demands clear and coordinated global action. We don't have a moment to lose. No, you don't. He declared, don't have a moment to lose. You motherfuckers, you're on the edge. The match is lit, you son of a bitch. When this fire NATO comes across this goddamn country, it ain't going to stop here. All you fucking interlopers from other fucking countries think you've got to put your nose in our business? You're about to lose your fucking nose and the rest of your fucking face because we hate your fucking guts. We hate your guts and livers. The GDC is focused on eliminating the divide across religion, gender, income, language, and age groups regarding internet access and decries the fact that some 89% of people in Europe are online, but only 21% of women in low-income countries use the internet. Well, fuck, let's buy them some goddamn internet. The fuck's going on? We're not fucking free nationals. This isn't our country. We don't have control of our fucking resources. Just take our goddamn money and fucking hand it over to these third world motherfuckers. Build them fucking towers. Get them some fucking phones. Get in some Obama phones. Fuck you. We hate you. Inequity is rising, in it claimed, adding the enormous investments in technology have not been accompanied by spending on public education and infrastructure. Fuck you. We know what your education. Wait, they got to learn to be goddamn fucking. The men got to learn to be women, and the women got to learn to be men. Then you can have an Obama phone, and we'll put up some towers for you. Is that what you're talking about here? Digital technology has led to massive gains in productivity and value, but these benefits are not resulting in shared prosperity. And you know that's the communist side of it. The communists and the fucking fascists have fucking they've taken the most draconian aspects of each one of them that has been used and worked to fucking oppress the people, and they put them together and call it democracy and progressivism. The GDC blamed hate speech and disinformation on malice hackers, criminal activity, authoritarian state controls, and predatory business models, calling them serious risk to human rights. I hate you, motherfucker. I hate all you motherfuckers. I hate your families. I hate your fucking people. I fucking hate you. It bleeds.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, could this be that, you know, they may be seeing a little bit more uptick that people's eyes are becoming open from their murder, death, kill, shot, and from all of this other, you know, drag queen crap that they're trying to push upon people? Maybe that right there may have something to do with this.
Well, their shit's falling back on them, I think, you know, because we've got other article coming up here where another group of kids has went and they've fucking formed protests against this goddamn pride bullshit, 0.004% fucking apartheid fucking shit that's trying to cram down their throats. We'll see what their fucking parents have to say about it. But even the fucking kids are seeing it. And, oh, man. I guarantee you these children here won't be listening to. Go ahead, brother.
No, you're 100% right. You know what? That reminds me like something my granddad told me a long time ago. He said, Bo, he always told me, he said, Bo, if it ain't natural, it ain't right. And you know what? They're trying to push this, like you say, this unnatural crap upon us. They're trying to push it and trying to force feed this crap to us. No, man, this is not happening. It is not happening.
No, it's not going to happen. And the bottom line is, someone who hasn't been tampered with and fucking actually destroyed to an extent in their normal state, I mean, this here shock them, and they would cringe and pull away from it and push it away from them like these children are doing. I mean, it's not natural, and by God, nothing can make it fucking natural. It's the most unnatural fucking thing you can think of. I mean, you think about the perpetuation of any fucking species. This is the most unnatural fucking bullshit you can come up with. IIDP expanded on that point by claiming that social media-enabled hate speech and disinformation can lead to violence and death. You better fucking believe it, buddy, and you've been pumping the hate and the hate speech and the disinformation for a long fucking time, and it's about time for the violence and the fucking death that you have fucking fostered to fucking come down on your asses, ain't it? That's what's happening here. You want everybody to fucking be a fucking Munich. It says that they can harmless to you, something you can control. You don't want the fucking jungle. You don't want the motherfuckers who say, fuck you, my will's my will, I'll die fighting for my fucking will. I'll die fighting for my freedom. I'll die fighting for my liberty. I'll die defending my fucking progeny. The ability to decimate large-scale disinformation to undermine scientifically established facts by existential risk to humanity. Now, that was about a bowl of bullshit. You talk about fucking censoring fucking goddamn information from some of the scientific world. How many fucking goddamn experts, doctors, you know, on viruses that have come out and told, I mean, I've seen them sit there and tell you, don't take that fucking shot. It'll kill you. It's made to kill you. They didn't even stick it in a rat before they fucking okayed it to stick it in you stupid asses. And that they're the ones. It's again, it's
you know what you
do. Go ahead. Sorry, brother.
You know, you're 100% right. You know, they always want to talk about misinformation. You're older than I am. Now, check this out. We have found out that there have been cancer cures, natural, that you don't have to go and get that mustard gas chemotherapy for your cancer. And they have squashed, they have literally put people in jail for telling people, hey man, you don't have to take that chemotherapy. You can take this natural route and it would kill your cancer. So all this shit that they do, it's exactly what you just said. This is the shit that they do. It's something that they do and they want to blame it on other people.
Exactly. It was like Rick Simpson. How many people did he cure of cancer? And they arrested him. He had to go down to Mexico so he could keep curing people of cancer. They had the cure for cancer. It's been around since fucking man's been around. I mean, you got to feel in a certain way. You ate a certain fucking plant, or you smoked a certain plant, or you drank a certain fucking concoction, and it fucking just went away. And there's no money in that. The money is in the fucking endless treatment as you die slowly. And that's where it's going to fucking stay until we take these fuckers out, plain and simple. And they know it.
Exactly.
These statements raised alarm for the concerned, for those concerned with freedom of speech and in countries that have long traditions of free debate and expression. You ain't going to do it. You know what? Fuck you. I hate your fucking guts. I hate you. And I'm going to continue to hate you. I'll hate you till I draw my last fucking breath. You're my fucking enemy, and we're at fucking war. I hate your fucking guts. Some countries with state-controlled media like communist China, United States of Khazaria, could utilize the international body's panel online censorship to crush overseas opposition to its views and policies worldwide. Horse shit. Oh man, let's take a break and then we'll go to something else. I got a couple more here. We really should take a peek at. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the been, come back again. There's just all that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refused it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle, and goddamn, you're so close. Your toes are sticking in. Get on, jump on in, jump on in. Do it. Fucking do it. Goddamn sons of bitchin' murderin' motherfuckers. We're waiting for you here. You will answer up before this is all over with. I like this one here, but it's a video that goes with it. But high school students in Ottawa, Canada have organized a walkout to protest radical gender theory in the curriculum. What are these kids? What's with the, they're normal. What are they doing being normal? We can't have normal. We can't control normal. Normal makes people want to be fucking free, makes people want to be at liberty to do as they goddamn well please. Many say it doesn't matter where COVID-19 came from, but it does. No, it don't, because it never fucking existed. It's bullshit. Reporter, why did the Ukraine FBI informant file refer to you as the big guy? And it's, they asked Biden, and you can't find the words to fucking speak, but he's making all these $10 million speeches. WEF's terrifying new mission calls for AI to write unifying new Bible, create religions that are actually correct, by Jim Baker. Jim, I wonder if that's the same Jim Baker. Wow. Never thought about that. That are actually correct. I mean, you're talking about woke Bibles, right? I mean, hey, what do you Christians think about this? The World Economic Forum has once again faced backlash from controversies and Christians as senior advisor Yuval Noah Harari, there he is again, recently proposed the concept of an AI-generated new Bible to establish unified and correct religion. And who's going to decide what's correct? This is what I've always talked about. That's why that first article is so important. That's why you shouldn't fucking reject it if you're a Christian. It's the only thing protecting your right to interpret your own fucking mind. That's plain and simple. Oh, let's go ahead and read the rest of this. This idea has raised concern among Christians who were already apprehensive about the preservation of faith and the unique human connection to the Bible amidst rapid technology progress. Harari, another Irish name, an author and prominent figure at the World Economic Forum, contended that the AI processes the capacity to generate new ideas, distinguishing it. See, why this is why you can't let somebody, you can't have a theocracy. Who gets to interpret it? Who gets to interpret what it says and who's and make that law? Distinguishing it from previous technology advancements, such as the printing press or the broadcasting media. According to a report from Slay News, Harari, explained AI's role in writing a new Bible. It's the first technology ever that can create new ideas. You know, the printing press, radio, television, they broadcast, they spread the ideas created by the human brain, by the human mind, he said, during a forum called AI and the Future of Humanity. They cannot create a new idea. You know, Gutenberg printed the Bible in the middle of the 15th century. Gutenberg, by the way, there's a boy. That's a controversy all in itself. 15th century, the printing press printed as many copies of the Bible as Gutenberg instructed it, but it did not create a single new page, he continued. Candidly expressed the ultimate goal of the globalist agenda for the Bible, AI can create new ideas. It can even write a new Bible. Man, wouldn't that be something? Where, I mean, where everybody can fit in. I mean, if you're LGBTQ, XYZ, MG, them, they, motherfucker, I mean, you're going to find them all through the fucking Bible. He further elaborated, throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human. You know, who programmed this son of a bitch? The human mind programmed these fucking computers. They cannot go beyond that. I mean, you're talking about them becoming self-aware, self-conscious. Bullshit. Everything that goes into them comes from a human mind with a God, and every human mind is different from the last, and it has a different interpretation of the fucking world and the reality around it. And it's going, and that is going to go into the programming, and it's going to influence what comes out. Shit in, shit out. In a few years, there might be a religions. There might be religions that are actually correct. Really. Just think about a religion whose holy book is written by artificial intelligence. That could be a reality in a few years. Really? I want to see you pull that one off. Christians would argue that they already possess a book written by a non-human entity with superior intelligence. The Bible stated author is the creator of the universe. You see, man, I would get rid of them God-given rights. Maybe that new AI Bible would say, Romans 13, I mean, you know, all the way through it. You should give up your, you shouldn't have any fucking rights, man. Yeah, I mean, the new AI Bible says no rights, man. When we got to go, well, the new God is a fucking machine. I mean, the beast machine, I guess the Christians will be calling it. However, he and his fellow globalists, on the other hand, seek a more contemporary approach. He suggested that AI could write a new Bible or other religious texts, offering the prospect of religions aligned with globalism and presumably more receptive to modern perceptives of sexuality and gender. This is not the first time he has expressed disdain for scripture, calling it an ancient predecessor to fake news. It's theology. It cannot be proved. It cannot be disproved. It sure as hell ain't your fucking place to tell people what to believe, motherfucker. Shove your AI up your ass. The first article, I'll fight for it and die for it, just like I will the other fucking nine in a fucking heartbeat. Even though there's those are out there that would fucking damn me to hell for fucking existing, I'll fight for your fucking rights. Hariri also highlighted the potential of AIs to manipulate language and storytelling, suggesting it has the ability to influence society without resorting to direct physical force. No, you don't. You fucking, can you try this, man? You're asking for a fucking war, and you'll get one. Christian critics, however, emphasize the divine authorship of the Bible and the personal connection between individuals and their faith. And it's nobody, according to that first article, nobody's goddamn business. They argue that the Bible has withstood the test of time, containing centuries of accumulated wisdom and spiritual insight. Faith is regarded as a deeply personal and profound experience rooted in the human pursuit of meaning and a relationship with the one true God. Christians caution against reducing religious teachings to mere information that can be manipulated or replaced by AI. See, now it's getting kind of scary for you guys in your theocracy, ain't it? This is what scares me about theocracy. Is the interpretation, because it's fucking... How about if AI's interpreting it? Well, that'd be all right with you then? Firmly believing that the Bible is inspired by the creator of the universe and cannot be rewritten by anyone or replicated by artificial intelligence, though it has been rewritten a couple of times. As the world grapples with the rapid advancement of technology, Christians urge caution and discernment in integrating AI into matters of faith. It should never be into something that isn't fucking, I mean, it's theology, it's theory. I mean, let the goddamn a machine fucking determine for you as a human being what is theory and what is fact. Fuck you. They advocate for preserving the integrity and authority of religious texts and tradition. And you can, and I'll fight for you to do it. I'd give my life for it. But you got to give your life for me to believe and think as I goddamn well please too, and be left alone from you. That's all. Get on that goddamn page with those 10 fucking goddamn articles and fucking fight. Fight for my fucking rights. I'll fight for your rights. I've already fought for your fucking rights. And I will fight to the fucking death for your right to believe as you goddamn well please. But you gotta recognize my fucking right to do the same. Simultaneously, globalists at the WEF, represented by figures like Harari, seek to dismantle what they perceive as antiquated tradition. Yes, that's hell. That's going after a 240-year-old document. Oh, boy. Perceive as antiquated tradition in favor of more progressive, inclusive ideas. Oh, you Christians, are you ready to quit polishing your guns? The battle over the issue is expected to intensify over time. I would just fucking imagine it will. Sick son of a bitches. None of your goddamn business. How about that? First article. You son of a bitches, try fucking with the religion. You get our people's right to believe what they want to fucking believe. You're going to get fucking shot. Just like if you fuck with the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth articles. You fuck with them, you get shot, you son of a bitches. You're not going to fucking rule us. You're not going to be our goddamn masters. Give it up. What else we got here? I thought that, I mean, if you get the chance to go over the site once, this is where we are at right now. It's just land based and it's perfectly fucking correct. I like this one here. State senator warns parents to flee California as mandate to affirm kids' gender advances by citizen Frank. Flee? Why don't you dig in your fucking hills and fight? It belongs to you. You're letting a handful of fucking goddamn spineless, pedophilic fucking communists drive you out of your state. Instead of you drive them out of your state, you dumb fucks. What are you going to drive them up here so that they're sitting in my fucking lap? I ain't going running. Don't run, turn and fight. Anything but turn and fucking fight. I'm so sick of it, I could fucking puke. A Republican California lawmaker warned families to escape from the Golden State after legislators advanced a bill on Tuesday that would accuse parents of child abuse if they refused to affirm their child's so-called gender identity. Now, run? Where in the fuck are you going to run to? I mean, which way are you going to run? You think it starts in California, it stops in California? These motherfuckers, that is one of their fucking strongholds. That's one of their beachheads. But you think that ain't coming at you across the fucking board? You missed that last article. Senator Scott Wilk, Republican Antelope Valley, sounded the alarm during a hearing late Tuesday night when the Senate Judiciary Committee voted 8-1 to advance the Assembly Bill 957, which rewrites much of the state's family law. You know what state? You have no fucking goddamn authority over our fucking families. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Motherfuckers. We are free, individual, sovereign nationals. If you choose to be a 14th Amendment citizen, this would apply to you. But not to a free national, it does not apply. And you better dig your fucking heels in and shoot these son of a bitches instead of running. And classifies a parent's affiliation of the child's gender identity as part of the health, safety, and welfare of the child. None of your goddamn fucking business, motherfuckers. Stay out of my business or you will die. In the past, when we've had these discussions and I've seen parental rights osteopathy, whatever the hell that is, I've encouraged people to keep fighting, Wilk said. I've changed my mind on that. If you love your children, you need to flee. You need to run away. Run away. Do it bravely, though. Bravely run away, polishing your gun. You need to flee. No, you don't. You need to dig your fucking heels in and blow them fucking communist cocksuckers out of your states, which you need to do. The bill amends Section 3011 of the Family Code, which deals with child custody disputes and requires that a court determining the best interest, in quotation marks, of the child must consider the affirmation of a so-called transgender identity. If a parent were to deny the child's gender identity, it would be a violation of the child's health, safety, and welfare equivalent to child abuse. Fuck you. You people don't fight this. Don't run up here to Oregon. We don't need your fucking kind up here. If you won't dig your fucking heels in and fight for your fucking kids, don't come running up here and fucking shit all over us with your fucking cowardice. Because the bill charges the definition of what changes the definition of what constitutes the health and safety and welfare of a child. An organization interacting with children, including schools, churches, and hospitals, would be required to affirm gender transition in minors. Yeah, well, you know, that's because they're all, the churches and shit have all become 501c3 fucking agents of the fucking government. You fucking people, you individuals, you need to get off your dead fucking asses. There's a plenty of you to kick these motherfuckers out of your fucking state, hang the motherfucking goddamn treasons, seditious motherfuckers, easily proven to be treasonous and seditious by their acts, by their fucking prima facie of fucking acts. You can prove them fucking seditious. We are at war. You run, and the son of a bitch is telling you to run. Don't run up to Oregon, please. The bill's text is ambiguous in general, making no distinctions regarding the age of a child. But when they tell you you're fucking 2-year-old, see, these ones, 2 years, I'm a little girl, and they make me play with dolls at school. And the little boys, I mean, no, okay, you better go with that, man. Because the state owns your fucking kid. No, they fucking don't. They cannot. State's a piece of fucking paper. These motherfuckers are goddamn international fucking communists, and you better fucking take care of them. You better fucking fight them. You'll fight them here. You'll fight them. Where are you going to run? Where this won't come to next? And up here to Oregon? I mean, we got plenty of you motherfuckers up here already. We don't want no more. You stand and fight and hold your fucking ground, you cowardly son of a bitches. Age of the child, how long the child has identified as transgender, or the difference between affirming social traditions and sex change treatments. Wilk, who was born and raised in California and served in the state legislature for 11 years, said he plans to move after he finishes his term. Run, son of a bitch. Don't fight. Run. See, this is the fucking problem, people. They're practicing that ancient Chinese fucking tradition of run foo. I love this state. Then fight for the motherfucker, Wilk said. I'm going to stay in the state because I'm not going to stay in the state because it's not, it's just too oppressive. I believe in freedom, and so I'm going to move to America where I live, where when I leave the legislature. You motherfucking, you're surrendering. You're a fucking gutless piece of shit. Wilk's comments were paired with hundreds of parents and family rights groups who opposed the bill, arguing that it further replaces parental authority with state control. State has no fucking control, never has had any fucking control. If you know who you are and you know what your authority is, you will stand and fucking fight. You will exercise that second article right as it is your duty to do. You don't run from it. You fucking destroy it, you cowards. Erin Friday, branch leader. Sorry, somebody's saying his name. Oh, that's what I was going to. Galen, are you listening? Galen? I have to email her. Erin Friday, branch leader. Huh? Am I getting somebody there? Erin Friday, branch leader of the pro-parents group, Our Duty, argues that AB 957, which would be the first bill in the United States to codify gender-affirming denial as child abuse, lacks nuance in its language. It matters not the age of the child. None of this shit matters. It's your fucking kid, you stupid pricks, and you will not stand and fight for your children. That makes you the most worthless fucking entities on this planet. God damn, a dog will fight for its fucking offspring. You fucking people aren't as good as dogs. Run away. Don't stand and hold your ground. That's your goddamn home. You're not going to fight for your... Fuck, you won't fight for nothing, will you?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you want to know why people run? Because they want to try to run to keep their comfortability. They want to be comfortable. Okay, I'm going to, you know, as long as I got my piles of gold and silver, I just move on and leave the problem. Don't knowing, you know, that the problem's going to follow them. I mean, come on. Like you say, why, like all these people from California, I mean, they all out here in Oklahoma, man. I mean, you see that all they do is run. They are everywhere.
Yes, they are. They are everywhere, and they're not going to run from it. And when they come, they bring this their same weakness that allowed this shit to fucking flourish in fucking California, turning it into a fucking sewer. They're so interested in making fucking mammon that they won't even fight for their own fucking kids. Now you've destroyed California. You've compromised your asses to the point to where it's time to turn around and run and go do it to somebody else's fucking home. You've come to my fucking home and you ain't fucking welcome. I didn't fucking invite you here, motherfucker. Go back and fight for your own goddamn home. It matters not the age of the child, the obscurity of the healthy, the identity adopted, comorbid mental health issues or persistences. Yeah. Friday said, family court judges will be compelled to favor the parent who affirms the child's delusion. There ain't no family courts. These are goddamn fucking star chamber courts. They are unfucking lawful. They have no fucking jurisdiction over an individual free sovereign national or their children. It's like, I mean, when you go, it's like that marriage thing, man. They started in the fucking churches that sold you out by taking that 501c3 so they could become corporations and fly around in planes and fucking drive limousines. They sold your fucking asses out. So they became an agent of the fucking state. So you got the agent of the state, the fucker that married you, and you and your wife get at odds and you're going to fucking divorce. Whose side is that goddamn agent going to be on? Because he's going to be the decider. It ain't going to be you. It ain't going to be her. You're not going to get your common law jury because these are not fucking lawful fucking courts. And you're not getting a lawful fucking procedure. You're going to get the decision that fucking third party fucking agreed to. And he don't want to use his fucking license no more than any of these motherfuckers that went along with these goddamn lockdowns and this face mask bullshit wanted to lose their fucking license. Money is more important than freedom to these motherfuckers. Money is more important than liberty. Money's more important than their own children. You're sickening. I hate you. You sickening son of a bitches. Anyway, I think that's enough for this Friday. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just see these son of a bitches for what they are. You run and you're a piece of fucking shit. You turn and fucking fight. If you want, you don't run from your goddamn home. If you'll run from that, your home, you'll get up here and you'll fucking, the majority of you try and push me out of my fucking home. You son of a bitches come up here and you make the fucking goddamn price of for the people living here who have lived here for generations too fucking absorbent for them to fucking stay in their fucking home so they can go live out in the goddamn streets, you pricks. Take your cowardly asses fucking, I don't know, go down to Mexico. Go down to Mexico. That's where you can go, you son of a bitches, because that's where they need you. And that is the word from the trenches.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Check the mail. Have a good weekend.
All righty, I will do so. Thank you, sir, and you do the same.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!